All righty, underway. Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner of and founder of Flood Law, PLLC, also the host of the award-winning Behind the Bench program with Todd Flood on WJR. And this was inevitable. I said it at the time. I don't disagree with most of what Donald Trump and even Elon Musk are doing. I just disagree with the way they're doing it, because it leads to problems, and problems like this one, apparently. A man with protected status accidentally deported to prison in El Salvador over an administrative error. And this is what happens in life, folks, when you rush things. Todd Flood, there's a time, there's a way, and then there's a way not to do certain things.
Absolutely. So there's an adage, you measure twice, cut once, right?
Ah, good one.
Speed is what got Trump in trouble here. And sadly so, the courts don't have jurisdiction in El Salvador. So even if we did have a federal court order to bring him back, the problem is that El Salvador doesn't have to follow that order, right? So now you have to go through the State Department to attempt to bring him back. And I can only imagine that mess and how that's going to work. The fact of the matter is this, we said it before, there's going to be one. I can tell you this, there's going to be more than one where gaffes are being made, mistakes are being made, right, where someone doesn't get due process. And then all of a sudden, here we go, we're in a position where we have a citizen that's supposed to be protected and isn't.
So can you, from your legal background, further explain to us how someone gets protected status? What exactly does that mean?
Because you're in a particular country that is, in this particular case, there was this affiliation loosely knitted on this gentleman, because he was wearing a Chicago Bulls gear outside some Home Depot, and ICE at the time, it made him out to be a potential gang member. He went to court. The court proceedings showed that he was under asylum and under a protected status because he was being threatened in his home country for assistance that he had given against other potential gang members and the like. And the government didn't appeal once the court found that he was a protected citizen or protected rights under the Asylum Act. And that was all done through proper due process and proper court proceedings. An immigration lawyer handles those types of situations. In this case, that lawyer did. This citizen ultimately became a citizen under the act. And because he had a prior, in 2019, affiliation with a gang, he was put on the ICE list to be deported without checking the proper status of the courts of him being granted protection here in the United States.
All right. So at first it sounded like they knew that he had this protected status and still did it. But what you're saying is the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. And they
apparently. That's exactly right. And going back to measuring twice, cutting once, that had they just properly gone through the process with the, having these deportees, and I'm all for it. Get the bad guys out. I'm all for it. You're for it. We just want to do it in a way that doesn't cost us money and cost us this aggravation.
And cost us people who aren't supposed to be gone. I mean, it's a very big deal. And we've heard already, and I haven't seen proof, but we've heard already people say that so-and-so was picked up and they're not even in the gang. Well, I haven't seen that yet, but I don't doubt it if you rush along and do these things the way they have been done. I, being a traveler, the sound in the background sounds as if you're at an airport. Are you coming, or going?
I'm leaving. I'm leaving to the sunny state of Florida, but unfortunately I'm not leaving for pleasure. But yes, I am at our wonderful Metropolitan Airport, and looking forward to a nice takeoff. Got here a little early and now we're on our way.
Well, since you're so good on the air here with everything, why not make you a traffic reporter? Any traffic problems on the way to the airport?
It was smooth sailing. Traffic was great coming from downtown Detroit. I left my building in over on Congress Street, and it didn't take me but 25 minutes to get here. Traffic was great.
Oh, well, that's excellent. That's good news, and that's the kind of report we like to hear. I heard your show the other day, always a good one. I hope you're enjoying doing that because it's very helpful. Behind the Bench with Todd Flood on WJR is very helpful to us, gives us some real insight into what you and what other attorneys are doing.
I love it, Paul W. Thank you so much for saying that. Someday I'm going to get you on, you know, as a guest, because there's so much you have been through in your life journey and experiences that everyone would love to hear about. So I'm going to count you in on the show one time.
I feel as if this is why I'm no good at, say, a cocktail party. I feel like I have nothing to really talk about.
Oh, you're out of your mind. You have so much to talk about. Think about all the things, all the people, everything that you, all the relationships you have and how you got to the place you got to. It would be a great interview. I'd love to have it.
Well, I'd be honored to be on any show with you, Todd Flood, anytime. What else is going on? Anything else we need to know about in the couple of minutes we have left?
I am finally getting ready to file our lawsuit against the state of Michigan. I have 500 women that are at the Huron Valley that are being strip searched, but the strip search is okay. The fact of the matter is they're being video cameras while they're being strip searched, which is not okay. And it's just, to me, shocking that our state would allow it, and how this is taking place. It's unconscionable.
When you've pointed out to the state, and I'm sure you have the proper grounds, that you can go ahead and do the strip search, but you can't videotape it, what do they say?
Right now, they turned a blind eye to it, and whoever put this in, they're refusing to stop it. So it's illegal, first and foremost, to do it. So I can't imagine that they'll continue much longer when we file our suit.
Well, here's hoping there is justice served for those 500 women, that's for sure. Todd Flood, attorney, managing partner, founder, Flood Law, PLLC, host of the fine Behind the Bench radio program with Todd Flood. Always a pleasure, sir. Safe travels to you. And I know you're going to work, but try to enjoy the warmer temperatures and the sunshine.
I shall, Paul W. Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, Todd. Thank you very much. Relentless Positive Radio. Really the point of our next conversation. This is something I want you to participate in, and you still can, believe it or not. And I promise you a very good time. Stay with us on WJR at 128.